Get the COVID-19 vaccine, you say, not me. Here's my declaration for a religious exemption. That's what a growing number of the shrinking number of anti-vaxxers are turning to, and at least their battle against science and health. However, in some states, you're done with that before you even start. Because California, Connecticut, Louisiana, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, New York, and West Virginia do not allow any claim for a religious exemption from any vaccine. While currently here in New Jersey, religious exemptions are allowed, albeit a much more narrow law than in previous years, Democrats plan a childhood immunization push as vaccines take center stage in the governor's race. We have Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg saying there's a pretty good chance lawmakers will take up childhood immunization legislation when they come back to work after the elections this November. This all has taken on a new sense of urgency after Republican candidate for governor Jack Cittarelli has said that he'd create new avenues that would make it easier for parents to exempt their kids from vaccination requirements. Senate Health Human Services Senior Citizens Committee Chair Joe Vitale, Democrat who represents Middlesex County, is also on board with this idea. No, not Cittarelli's idea, the idea to get rid of exemptions. He said the COVID-19 pandemic has reinforced the fact that vaccines are important and children should only be exempted from them for actual medical reasons. Recent history, Democrats were unable to move a bill that would have curtailed the religious exemption for childhood immunizations. That was in the previous legislative session. That's after support fell apart within the caucus, thanks greatly in part to anti-vaccine protests outside the State House. Senator Jill Lagana, one of the swing votes who ultimately bailed on the idea, has said recently he would still not back legislation that would take out existing exemptions. He said, "I'm not opposed to mandatory vaccination, but I just believe medical and religious exemptions should remain." If you look at vaccination rates among New Jersey school kids, they've fallen steadily over the past decade. While a small number of children requiring medical exemptions from the standard course of vaccines, which prevent contagious, even fatal illnesses like measles and polio, New Jersey also allows the parents to seek a religious exemption from the shots. And this created an opening for diseases that had been eliminated in the U.S. to pop up back as public health threats. New Jersey reported nearly 36 measles cases. This was across Ocean and Passaic counties back in 2018. And hundreds more cases pop up in New York City, Rockland County, and health officials worry we could have larger outbreaks now that the kids are back in school. Vaccination rates also worsened during the pandemic. Childhood immunization rates falling another 9% last year. You probably recall, too, as soon as the COVID vaccines were approved for youths, that day, the anti-vaxxers compared kids getting the vaccine to child abuse. They also just quickly declared that claim to a religious exemption for their kid. This coming from a group whose majority probably only sees the inside of a church when there's a wedding or a funeral. Anti-vaxxers like to respond with, "Hey, you're vaccinated, so why do you care if someone chooses not to get the shot?" Well, because I would like the COVID-19 virus and all of its variants to go the way of polio, wouldn't you? Well, that's not going to happen if the unvaccinated keep infecting other unvaccinated. There's something else important to know about anti-vaxxers. They're real quick to forget, especially any fellow anti-vaxxer who dies from COVID-19. Let me tell you about Kristen Lauer. Kristen was a hero to many in the shrinking anti-vaxxer community. She was loud and proud against the COVID vaccine and had quite the social media following. Then Kristen Lauer contracted COVID-19 and passed away. So today, if you ask an anti-vaxxer about Kristen Lauer, they're like, "Who's that?" Kristen Lauer, never heard of her.